I am Rosie Clifford. I have been coming to Rhinelander for 40 plus years. And today I'm interviewing my friend, dear friend, Carol McTeague. So Carol, tell us how long you've been coming.
Rosie, I have been visiting Holiday Acres for over 15 years. I think my family started coming up about 18?
That Marty was a friend of Jeannie, Marty, my daughter.
Yes, Marty, my son Marty, is a friend of Jeannie's, and they were like 12 years old when Marty started coming, and he is now 30. So he's been coming up a while. Then I was able to, Rosie and I went to a woman's weekend, and she needed a ride up here. So I thought, okay, I'll take her up. And it was just magical.
I agree.
Yes.
When you're not here, or when you're talking to friends, how do you describe it, or what we do here?
Well, I did say magical already, and it is a magical week. It's hard to describe because there are so many wonderful little things that happen. We laugh all the time. There are stories that people tell that sometimes maybe we shouldn't retell those stories.
Sorry.
So I...
All right, tell us your favorite one, the one you tell the most often.
Well, the one thing that we do say is what happens in Rhinelander stays in Rhinelander or Holiday Acres. So, but there is a special story from last year, and it's kind of an adult kind of thing. But my dear friend Rosie decided to tell my husband to...
I dare you.
She said, fuck you, to my husband. And Rosie doesn't swear. So the whole time last year, we kept saying, you remember what Rosie said to Terry? And we would repeat it to everyone. And it got to be pretty funny. But those are the kind of little things that happen. Something happens every year.
I need to comment on that story.
Yes.
Because it didn't end in Rhinelander. Nobody held to the what stays in Rhinelander.
Oh,
it was repeated multiple times wherever we went. Okay, keep talking.
Oh, boy. But this place is so magical. It just is. From the time we get here, we start pulling into the driveway, and you just feel this sense of belonging and that we're going to see people, that new people that will love, and old people that we love. Every year I get to come, I meet somebody new who has been coming for their whole lives. And, I start remembering names again because there are so many people this week, and they have all their families are all here, and sometimes their friends are here, and it's just a magical week.
I like magic. So we play lots of games, and over the last 15 plus years, what's your favorite game to get involved in? Would it be Scrabble?
It can be Scrabble. Rosie is a very good Scrabble game player.
Which is why I brought it up.
She is so good. And I win, you know, once out of five games. And I'm just so happy to do that. And we don't always get a chance to do that during the year. So that's what makes another reason that this week is so special. Also, there's another game. We play Mexican dominoes. And that game can be played, I guess, in many, many different ways. So Rosie and I came up with Holiday Acre rules on Mexican dominoes. And because then that stopped all of the arguing of how to play the game. So that's a really fun game to play. And now our next generation, all of the games that they have.
Explosion of games.
Yes. Well, exploding kittens. That's a good one.
Hazardous joking.
Yes, that's a crazy one. And then what's that other one that I can't remember what it is? But they're
code name. Yeah, code names. We don't need to go through. But yeah, they bring bags of games.
Right, and our kids, they don't always get to spend time together at home. But this week, it's just their time together. And it's so wonderful. Our families are just, this just makes their year, I think.
What do you hope that they actually get out of this besides a fun week?
A bond, you know, between each other. My two children have learned to love a whole new group of people that are as close to them as cousins. And my son just got married, and his Rhinelander friends came to his wedding. It's not just Rhinelander, it is Holiday Acres. His Holiday Acres friends came to his wedding, which for me was just such a wonderful gift. And that's what this place is a gift, a magical gift.
A magical gift.
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly glad you come. I have many memories of arguing over nothing, doing nothing over arguing. I'm just laughing till I wet my pants.
I love teasing your husband.
Oh, yes. He loves teasing you back. We love hearing Terry tell his jokes.
Yes.
And
yes.
You always chime in with a twist that sends us rolling across the floor.
Laughing. That's what we do. We that all week. Mm-hmm. We laugh.
So have you seen any changes up here? Or what changes are your favorite changes since 15 years ago?
Oh, my. Well, this year they added on this, is it a biathlon, triathlon?
Oh, I call it a triathlon.
Triathlon. Okay.
Because they aren't athletes.
Yes. And watching those kids row those boats. They don't row boats anymore. So that was part of the skill set that you had to row around a buoy and come back. And that was really fun to watch. It was, and all of them enjoyed it. So, and then the Tuesday night cookouts are wonderful. The food, I love Sunday brunch. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. And then when we get here on Saturday, we go and eat at the Three Coins. And it's wonderful. And I don't know. That's about all. I mean, it's just everything.
Well, thank you for your time today and telling us stories. It was always brings me joy to hear them told again and again. So thanks, Carol, for participating in this, for letting me twist your arm.
Yes.
For one more activity.
Yes, thank you, Rosie, and you know how much I love you.
I love you, too.
And we love this place.
Yes. Near and dear to our hearts.